Accession number 19773, Reel 2.
Jean-Pierre Gaultier, Reel 2. Can you tell me what you remember of the Americans coming to Casablanca, please?
Well, first they told us they were poor, very hard men. They were people out of prison, you know. They were their marine, you know, what you call them. They were the American marine, you know, they're tough. They told us those people come, they come out of prison, they kill everybody. They had to scare somebody, didn't they? And there were a lot of people going to hospital because they were, the French too were eating them on their knees, you know. You know, not they were so close. We lost all the ships, huh? All the ships we lost in there, except the Elon was beside the Jean Bart. Huh? But the Jean Bart didn't get it either, because it was a silo. You know what a silo is, where they keep the grains. You know,
silo.
Yeah, silo. Huh? Oh, that was completely. No, but they didn't need. They needed, but all the submarines, they all went. I was lucky. The Sidi Ferruc, huh? Nobody escaped. He was sunk. I was lucky.
How did you feel about the Americans landing at Casablanca?
Well, it had to happen, but I can't understand why a Frenchman were opposing him. Because the only people who could save France, isn't it? Huh? Why fight against something who's going to... Huh? I don't know. Politic, I suppose. Huh?
And did your shipmates feel the same way as you?
Everybody feel the same way. Everybody. The officers as well, but the officer didn't ever say anything. Huh? Because we don't mix with the officer. We don't know what they think, you know. It's like the queen and the, you know, the other side of the fence, like, you know. Now, me, I talked to the officer when I was in the cask. I said, when we had that long 10-hour, you know, waiting for him to start. I said, why don't we go with them? He said, yeah, but we can't go in England because the part, the vis, you know, the screw, it's different, the gun is different. Maybe right. So that's how they explain, but it didn't. We had to go with them, we had to fight. You couldn't go back to France on your own, didn't you? You had to have somebody else to come with you. Right?
How did the Americans behave in Casablanca?
Oh, well, after, there was lots of black troops, they used to dance. Oh, they've seen that, huh? And they always music and Russian, and they give you sweet, and they give. Oh, I never seen that. They had their meal, and they had a packet of 5 cigarettes with it in their meal. I never seen anything like that. Us, I mean the army, they have a bidon of wine, you know, a bidon of about 2-3 liter wine, and they used to eat a sandwich, you know. And meal was always cold. But they had everything there. Huh? I never seen anything like that. America, and they got good pay as well. Huh?
So they were friendly towards you?
Oh, yeah, they were friendly towards us. They give us cigarettes. I suppose they were told. They're your friend.
How were the Moroccans behaving?
Oh, Moroccans never said anything, the Moroccans. They never started any insurrection or anything like that. You must remember the Moroccan, he was more or less under their thumb, you know. It's only afterward every country started to think by himself like the Indian, you know, like the Indian, because the other bloc started in India, you know. But they never had a word to say. They never did trouble with them.
Had you been happy in Casablanca?
Oh, yes. And I had a cousin there. Nice.
Had you been happy in Dakar?
Oh, Dakar too. No. Oh, I've got letter upstairs. Huh? I met, you know, I went to Yembul, a little village about near Rufisk, and the school teacher took me in, a black man. I like the black. You know, he's a black man, and I was sleeping on the bed with no... It was only the spring, you know. Oh, no clothes, huh? Only my pants. Oh, but they gave me meat, or no salt, I didn't care for that, I got to eat. Oh, they were nice. He gave me some money when I came back to mine in Dakar after. Oh, he's nice, nice man. And I wrote to him. I even have a girlfriend who's black, you know.
So, when the Americans landed at Casablanca, what happened to you then? Did you join the Free French?
In New York, when we went to New York. That was the 6th of February, I think. Anyway, it's marked on all my notes.
Were you happy to join the Free French?
Oh, yeah.
What did you think at that time of Charles de Gaulle?
I always was for Charles de Gaulle. Always, because he was the only one who could get something, you know. I mean, I didn't want Giraud. Giraud, he was his opposite, you know, the one in Africa, you know, in Algeria. He was opposite to de Gaulle, you know. But he just came lately, you know.
What was it like in New York?
Oh. Now, I was looked after by, was it Rothschild?
How did you find him? How did you meet him?
They used to come and take us out, the Free French, you know. They are supposed to like me, and they took me out. And I went to Port Washington, and we eat in gold plate. And they were there. All right, we had somebody standing on the back of us. We are two. We took Sailor. And they took me out by car. Ah, it was nice. And I went to the stage door canteen, and the directrice was a French woman. She never met a Frenchman like me. I could, I'm very good at writing. And I'm decent, I was shy. And I directed the band, Sammy Kay, in there. And I won the first prize of all the Navy or Army in there. And I've got the picture to prove it. And I've got the letter of that lady. He said, I never met a man like you, a nice man.
So you had a good time in America?
Yeah, good time, yeah. Maybe. The son of Rothschild was a prisoner. He was in a tank. He was made prisoner. And his wife, she was there. They all thought I was sleeping with the wife. She was only about 24. But I wasn't. Well, I was too bloody silly because I saw myself. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. I never seen half a pig roasting in the window. Huh? I never saw a shop with about 24 turkey all the same color in the window. We didn't see that in France. I couldn't take it all in. It was his paradise.
But did you eventually get a ship in America?
No, I went to Halifax, Nova Scotia. And I came to Liverpool. The Free French, they threw me out.
They took you?
They threw me out.
Threw you out?
Yeah. I wasn't well.
Because of your state of health?
Yeah. My sinking at Dakar. They didn't want me.
So what did you do then?
Well, as I was a chef, I went to work in Ritz.
During the war?
44. I was there as a sauce in
the
Ritz. Sauce cook, making the sauce. Then the oven where I cold in the Ritz. And the heat was too much, so I went to the Savoy.
What was the Ritz like during the war?
It was busy, the Ritz. Very busy.
Did you get important people who were visiting? Who were staying?
I couldn't speak English. Huh? I couldn't speak a word of English. I was living in Gloucester Road in those days.
Did you suffer from the bombing?
No, I never. Well, I saw some bombing, you know, but I never been bothered about it.
How did you get on with English people?
They didn't bother me. I didn't bother them. I couldn't speak, so I couldn't start the conversation.
But did you have French friends in London?
No, only in the kitchen. I didn't know anybody. And nobody was helping me either. So all I could do is go to my room and go dancing. I used to go dancing at Paramount. Make some people used to speak French.
About how long were you at the Ritz for?
About 3 months, 3-4 months.
And then where did you go?
Savoy.
Was that better? Why? Why was it better?
Well, I know some people in my family in France. They live in a. His wife was from where I live in France, and he had a big restaurant, a big house in there.
And did you stay at the Savoy for long?
6.5 years.
Were you happy there?
Yeah, nice.
Were you also a sauce chef there?
No, in the pastry.
And did you stay being a chef in England for the rest of your life?
Yeah, I did. I became a chef de cuisine as well.
In Savoy?
No. Calcutta Trading. And after I had Medhurst.
So you decided not to go back to France?
Well, I wanted to go back to France. So to go back to France, I had to go to... Westminster, something to do with the trade union. Eh? And they said, well, you want to go to France? You work in the Savoy? In France, you can't work. You know, no flour, no this. So I said, I'm married, I got 2 children, so I stayed.
So where did your wife come from?
Oh, she's London.
How did you meet her?
Dancing. She was clever.
You mean a good dancer?
No, not me, she was a good dancer, yeah. We was in competition, but she was clever. She became manager of the United Depot of Islington for 5 years. And after she went in the Savoy for 29 years, dealing with an office. She was clever. And you know, she was good looking. And she was good looking. And she didn't make any mistake writing. They used to phone her from all the Savoy to ask, how do you write that, this? She was clever. I never saw her making any mistake. She was clever. And she was only educated in Islington. But everybody who talked to her, she, you don't come from London. She had no accent, no Cockney accent. I never heard her swear, no, never. She was a good lady.
So what happened to your family in Saint-Georges during the war?
They got bombed by the English.
Bombed?
That didn't go down well with me, married an English girl.
Was any member of your family killed or injured?
No, but their house was bombed. And they resented her marrying me. So right, I stayed with her. I'm happy, I was happy with her. Now she's dead, I've got a nephew came to see me because I've got a place here, Winslow. It's only about 7 miles from here.
So, did your marrying an English wife mean that this was, that you couldn't have any contact with your French family?
No, no, I had contact, but they weren't helping her, they weren't talking to her, so it wasn't fair. So I didn't want to go back to France.
How do you feel now about having served in the French Navy in the war?
Right. I wish I was in those days because I was young and I could walk and no trouble, you know. It was nice. I saw different countries, it's lovely. And the food was very good.
But you told me that you've suffered with your legs ever since.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that because of being in the water?
I think so.
And you've had to have a knee replacement?
Yeah. Yeah, and the Narab done it. You go to Bilkent King, you won't find the white men there. They even have black children in there. And you go for your eye, they're all Arabs. You go for your knee, and all the doctor, they're Patel, you know, they're all India or whatever. What the people, Hamin, Trouvray, they all came here. They all have business, the restaurant, the garagists, you know, they got garage, the restaurant, the doctor. All the doctor in Blechleman surgery here. There's five Pakistani, you know.
Do you ever go back to Saint Georges now?
Well, you see, Winslow. They're twinning with Cour-la-Ville. And Cour-la-Ville, I was apprenticed there. Huh? I go there, I know some people know me when I was there. So it's nice, I'm welcome open arm. And I go and see my sister, my mother died a long time ago, 72, 73. And I got my sister, that's all. My nephew come and see me because when they came over here, he come and spent 3 days here.